Blog Talk Radio.
CJ Sports. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. You can check us on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Make sure you go over to www.the110nationsports.com. We got that as well, but that won't be inactive for another year. Next April, that is ours. www.the110nationsports.com, ours for the next 10 years, but until we get everything situated and get a little bit better staffed, we have put that on hold. So go to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com to catch all the latest shows going on at the 110 Nation. If you've missed it, you got Tuesday night. The guys will be back in the studio tomorrow. For Race Chat Live, you got Chris Craig and Taz. Make sure you guys don't miss out on that. Thursday nights, you got the Southern Dirt Track Report. And, of course, Sunday nights, you got the Everything just keeps getting all wonky here. But anyway, you got the Jay Dillon Show Sunday night, all 8 o'clock. If you don't listen here live on Blog Talk Radio, all you got to do is download your favorite app, if it be iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Deezer, Podchasers, or YouTube. All you got to do is in the search box, put in the 110 Nation. It'll help you get there. I know some people prefer to just put iHeartRadio on their app on their phone like I do, or Spotify. For those that have iPhones, put Apple iTunes on their phone. And that way you can catch the show. A lot of times I catch it on iHeartRadio. Or you can just go to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork. And on the right-hand side, there is a tab for each one of the platforms we are on. All you got to do is click on it. It'll take you to that on your PC or laptop. I got to thank Carolina Sports Plus. Make sure you guys check them out at carolinasportsplus.com. For all the latest merchandise. I know they did a video and a photo shoot of the Wild and Out girls with Carolina Sports Plus merchandise on. I'm glad that things are going good for Mario over there, our longest marketing partner. If you're interested in being a marketing partner, all you got to do is hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com. Or send me a message on my personal fan page. Just like if you're interested in joining the 110 Nation, either you have a show on a platform and you just want to syndicate it on our network to help get your show out there, or maybe you don't have a platform to do your show on and you're looking for a platform to do it on, you can do it on our platform and no cost to you. And then we can syndicate it out on all our platforms. Or maybe that's a little bit much. Maybe you're ready just to get your feet wet a little bit. You can help co-host the show, the 110 Nation Sports Show, as I am currently searching for a new co-host. I would love to have the opportunity to have someone in the studio with me for the entire show and eventually get to a two-hour show. Like I've always said, I'd rather have 1 hour show full of content versus having a 2 hour show with a bunch of dead airspace. Or maybe you're not ready to commit to that kind of, time. We also could use, especially on this show, someone to come on 15, 20 minutes and maybe a sport you specialize in, if it be NHL, as we used to have late Izzo or, Mike, he would come on and talk NASCAR. Eric Runyon, he came on and talked baseball. Jay Spearman, he's come on and talked basketball. So we've had different people fill that role, come on 15, 20 minutes just to talk a specific sport and then head on out, listen to the rest of the show or go on with the rest of your night, whatever your plans are. Like I said, all you got to do is hit me at MrCJSports@gmail.com. Or, like I said, hit me up, send me a message on my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports. I've caught a few of the headlines throughout this last week. I do apologize for those that are tuning in and did not catch a show last week. I think Race Chat Live did theirs on Facebook. I think they did a lot of Facebook Live. Unfortunately for everybody else, a lot's gone on over this last week, and I was unable to renew the Blog Talk Radio subscription until this week. Actually had to work an extra 8, almost 9 hours yesterday to make sure that we had everything up and running today. For those that are kind of new to the show, back in November, 2 days before, as a matter of fact, the day before Thanksgiving, my car was stolen. I finally got it back 2 days before Christmas. It took all the way until May before they finally got my car in the shop. $6,200 worth of damage. I had to pay $500. Then I had it for about a month, then a timing chain issue. So had to put it back in the shop, the mechanic shop this time. And they had it for 5 weeks the first time. The body shop had it for 3 weeks. And they got everything fixed. It was like $1,200 worth of work. Luckily, I had one of those extended warranties. It cost me a little over $100. But also, I asked them right before I did that, right before my car got stolen, like literally the week before, I had put almost $1,000 worth of tires on the car. Well, in the whole process, I was like, look, you know, I told the mechanic shop, this front driver's side tire keeps losing air. Can you tell me why? And kind of find out my rim got cracked in on this whole process at some point. And so then I had to come out of pocket another $350 and wait for the rim to come in. So things were a little tight this last week, on top of the fact that we went to Hocking Hills. For those that don't know what Hocking Hills is, it's more towards the east, southeastern part of Ohio. It's basically camping land. 30 minutes is the closest town that you even get cell phone reception. So it's a week of being in a cabin, doing hikes, campfires, s'mores, horseshoes. We did go to town one of the days to go go-kart racing and play putt-putt. And not be bothered because you can't contact nobody on cell phone service. So it's an annual thing we did. So with everything going on top of the fact that it took the mechanic shop 5 weeks to do a timing chain, I had to rent a car, so I had to come out another $550 to rent a car for a week. Now, $200 of it was a deposit, but still had to pay that, and I'm still waiting for it to get that money back. So it's been a very tough financial few months for me, and on top of the sun being here for the summer and everything else going on. So I was unable to process the payment before I left. And so with everything going on, we ended up getting everything back online yesterday. So I do want to apologize for those that try to tune in and catch your favorite show, or wondering when you went over to www.the110nationsportsradionetwork.com site, and there was no new shows, or you called in the normal 8 o'clock time on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Sunday, and there was not a show. That was the reason. Had nothing to do to the faults of any of those that had shows. They just missed last week's shows. Everybody is ready to get back into the routine this week. Just had things to take care of. This is a good time to mention we can use a marketing partner. If you're out there and interested in joining the 110 Nation, exposure across all these different platforms, we got a plan for you. We got a package for you. Even being the title sponsor and maybe just help take care of the whole package that we subscribe to and be our title sponsor for the 110 Nation. If you're out there and that's something that sounds interesting to you, like I said, hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com. But, yeah, I got to spend a week out in the woods. I hate really using the word camping because I've been camping. I have been, and most kids these days don't know what camping truly is. It's bad enough that they think the world's coming to an end if they don't have TV or cell phone service or have to go hiking. But really, the only thing they're interested in is being in their air-conditioned cabin and s'mores. That's really about the extent of it. So I hate really using the word camping because in my days growing up, we pitched the tents. We stayed in the tent no matter what. There was no cabins. There was no you walked across the campsite to the bathrooms or the showers, and then you walked back. That was it. There was no AC, none of that stuff. So I truly hate using the word camping when I talk about going to Hocking Hills, one of the greatest experiences I get to do every year, sometimes multiple times a year. I have all intentions, once this market finally turns around, to purchase a piece of property out there, just like Gatlinburg, my most favorite place in the entire United States, and Airbnb it out and just hold, you know, 1 week or, you know, certain days of the year where we'll be using it ourselves. But to turn that into not only a little kind of getaway spot, but also a way to invest in and to expand my portfolio. But which I just means I might have to figure. I may have to call one of those neat internet dial so number that's stuck to a telephone pole. Because, of course, we'll still have to be doing shows and growing the 110 Nation. For those that don't know, that is the ultimate goal, to be in a building and be on the air 24/7. That's the only way I really want to walk away from the job is to be able to do this full time. This and the stock market. I would more than anything love the opportunity to not have to worry about getting up at tomorrow morning. It'd be 1:20 in the morning. And most days it's around 3:20. I think this morning was around 3 o'clock, and had to go into work first thing in the morning and worry about call offs and worry about theft and worry about audits and worry about labor and worry about this. I would love to be able to just get up, go to the gym, come home, prep a show and do my shows in the morning. Cause we can break up our time on it. Or get right to the market and do the market all day long, do the show in the evening, and help produce shows and not really be the extent of, you know, the life. Sports, crypto, stocks, making money, enjoying life. I done decided a handful of years ago and been really pushing this last year, as I have a countdown somewhere on one of my phones, that I believe there's more to life than just getting up, going to work, coming home, eating, shower, and go to bed. Repeat 5 days a week. And then if you want to be rested, you spend your 2 days off laying in bed or laying around, getting sleep and not doing nothing. Or if you want to have a life and then come Monday or Tuesday, you know, or the 2 days you come back to, you're dragging butt, but you're still tired. You didn't get the proper rest. With someone that's got five kids, a grandson, all my family living in town, mom, brothers, nieces, I just there's got to be more life for this. And I found my countdown. My plan is to retire by 50. So I got 67 months, 8 days, 3 hours, 2,220 seconds. That is the game plan at this point. I need the market to start playing my favor into my favor, but that is the ultimate game plan. But I did catch a few different topics over the week. Now, very limited because of the fact that we had TV service. You had like 15 channels. One of them, unfortunately, but fortunately, was ESPN. Out of all the sports channels, they had to have them one of the most garbage sports channels in the world. But at least it gave me an opportunity, probably about 10, 15 minutes a day, just to try to catch any headlines. So I kind of knew what was going on in the sporting world. But I would catch different headlines throughout the week. I was my routine was I'd get up, I'd get moving, the wife would cook. I tell you what, it was another great thing about being on vacation and being in the cabin. My wife cooks dinner every single day. But breakfast, I don't get to be here for. I got to be at work at the latest 4 o'clock in the morning, depending on what's going on. Tomorrow's 2 a.m. The next day is 2 a.m. Thursday probably be 3 a.m. But anywhere from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Why is not getting up because of breakfast before then? So I miss out on breakfast. So that was another great thing about this week is I got an opportunity to get breakfast 5 mornings in a row. That's something I'm getting used to. But I get up. While she was doing breakfast, I'd make my way down either before I ate breakfast or right after I ate breakfast. I'd make my way down to the lodge. I would connect the Wi-Fi. You couldn't have any regular service, so there was no text messages, no phone calls. But I would at least connect the Wi-Fi. I would spend about 5 minutes checking the market, see what's going on, see if anything needs to be moved around, sell, buy, whatever. And then I would make my way back to the cabin, and we got life going. About noontime, I would do the same thing, go back down there for about 5 minutes. If we were around at market close, right before market close, so I could sell or whatever, I would check, but usually we weren't around. We was either hiking or go-kart racing or whatever the deal is. And so that was kind of the routine. While I was waiting for breakfast to cook part of the time, I would go ahead and turn sports on and check the headlines. And I got back Friday evening and afternoon evening-ish. It was about 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, somewhere around there. I did get an opportunity to, over this last weekend, I got an opportunity to watch The Pivot. I don't know if it's on, I know they said a different platform. They might have said iHeart. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm assuming I watched it on YouTube, so I don't know if that's very limited on what they're on. I'm not 100% sure. And they had Jamarcus Russell. And it's funny listening to someone like Jamarcus Russell. And I didn't get to catch the whole interview. Honestly, it got to it's funny listening to someone wanting to be transparent or at least seeming to be transparent, but at the same time, listen to him talk and realize he's not being transparent. Like, they would ask certain questions about certain things, the syrup stuff that he was drinking. That kind of was part of the downfall of what was going on there and him actually not passing a drug test. Talk about, you know, we can talk about it. I'll be 100% transparent, blah, 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 this whole story. And in that moment, I'm not 100% sure if he was being completely honest and transparent, but it seemed like it. But then you roll into the whole videotapes, the whole watching game film and whatever, and the whole they would send blank DVDs or blank tapes home, and they would ask him questions, and he would respond in a way to make them believe that, yes, he didn't watch it. And it's like, now you start tiptoeing around the truth. Like, you're not no longer being 100% transparent. It's like earlier today, I asked a question to the wife, and something else got brought up. And so I was like, all right, that didn't answer the question. And then something else, she went somewhere else. Okay, that still didn't answer the question. You know, what was the question? Well, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I didn't know that was something that was required to have an answer to. And I'm like, well, yeah, you've tiptoed around it. You've not said yes or no. And to the end of the whole end of the point was the question was never actually answered. She managed to tiptoe around enough, I just finally dropped it, that the question was never actually answered. And so that was kind of what I got out of it. And I've been notorious for that. I don't know if I've ever done that in my current relationship and marriage. Have tiptoed around and answered versus answering yes or no. I will say the previous relationship and the previous relationship, yes. For those who don't know, I was in a relationship with the mother of my children for 13 years, and then I was with about a year later, I started dating. Actually, about 6 months later, dated someone else. I was with her for 5 years. Then I was by myself for about a year. Close to a year or whatever, and then I started dating who is now my wife. And I think we're a little over 3 years together. The 31st of this month will be our one-year anniversary. So August 1st show is still questionable. I got some plans that we're going to head up to Lake Erie on the 31st and stay the night up there. I heard some really nice things about up there. And we're planning to come back sometime on the 1st, just whether or not we get back on time and what's going on, whether or not there'll be show the 1st for the 110 Nation Sports Show. But anyway, but that's kind of what I thought about when I was sitting thinking about this and putting this analogy together earlier today when I was thinking about the Jamarcus Russell interview. I was like, you know, it kind of reminds me of the conversation I had today with the wife. Like, there was never a yes or no to the question I asked. It was a yes or no question. It was, you know, well, this, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that didn't answer the question. Well, then, blah, 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 blah. Well, that still didn't answer the question. Well, I didn't know there was a required. Well, I wanted to ask the question if I wasn't expecting an actual answer, a yes or no. It just had to be the two choices on that one. Well, then, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm just like, you might have thought that you tiptoed around and I forgot the original question. I've never forgot the original question and the fact that it wasn't actually answered. Then it was like, well, I just said no because I thought that answer would be easier. Okay. So, or what you wanted to hear, it would be easier, whatever how it was worded. So now I'm confused because, and this is what I said, I'm confused because the answer actually no, or it was just the easier way to answer the question. So thought that was funny. But that's kind of what I got out of the Jamarcus Russell interview. It's a shame because you had a football player, a quarterback, that was highly recruited out of high school. Number one pick going into the NFL. And it's like, oh, that never happens at work until I get on the show. But by the time he got to the NFL, I don't know if he just got tired of playing, just didn't have... The sport wasn't as exciting no more. Had worn himself out. Like, I don't get it, because you went for someone that was highly recruited and highly sought after to being someone that, okay. And then want to throw blame and throw shade. Saying